Hello, welcome to another Everything Action commentary. It's our commentary for October 2015. I'm your host, Zach. Just now we have Chris.
Hello.
And Joe.
I wanted to watch Hellraiser.
maybe next Halloween, Joe. But yeah, so it's October. This is coming out right before Halloween, or you could probably listen to it on Halloween if you wanted, but or if it's after Halloween, just watch it anyway. But
yeah, or Christmas if you're super fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a good time for the movie that you're watching this week, or this commentary, which is 1987's Monster Squad, the classic.
Hell yeah. Cult classic, yeah.
Proof that society was just better in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. You could just get, like, a group of shit-talking kids up against the Universal Monsters and let them go at it.
Well, and this was a kids' movie, too.
Yep. Yeah. With cursing and a little bit of nudity.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of nudity and a lot of suggestive shit.
Yep.
Pretty great.
Well, I mean, we'll get to it, but Dracula calls, like, a little, like, 5-year-old girl a bitch.
Yeah. And you know what? She was kind of a bitch. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Alright, yeah, so we're gonna dive right in here. We're watching on Netflix, so if you're on Netflix, you can hue it up, and we're at absolute zero. Or if you just want, or if you have like a DVD or whatever, you can just start it and then stop it immediately. But yeah, so we'll give a countdown. We'll get started on this Monster Squad commentary. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Ah, the haunting overtones of TriStar.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do this anymore, do they?
No. Because, like, TriStar is, like, a Sony company now, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, is it.
I can't see that without thinking of Joe Swanson movies.
Yeah. This makes it look like a RoboCop sequel. It's, like, fun.
OCP made this movie? You know what kids love? Reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually read, Shane Black wrote this movie, the director of Iron Man 3, and, like, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Like, the first thing he wrote was, like, this, like, insane, like, Zeppelin battle against Dracula with, like, 100 Zeppelins and, like, people on horseback getting, like, fighting Dracula, and they're like, we have no money.
You have one horse. Do the best with it.
Yeah. Already, this is better than, like, every kids' movie that's come out in the last 15 years.
Arguably, like, this goes against that opening to Goonies where it begins, like, a shootout in a car race at a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa.
Tom Noonan is Frankenstein. the least creepy Tom Noonan role.
What was the other things that he was creepy in?
Like literally everything. like he was
his life.
Like he was like Francis Dellerhide in like the original Manhunter and like the bad guy in Last Action Hero, like the hook hand guy and like.
Oh.
Basically, whenever there's, like, we need, like, a creepy guy, it's Tom.
Creepy
Goodman.
Skinny guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Call him. Wait, he was also in RoboCop 2, then?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was the bad guy in RoboCop 2.
Ah. Now, here's the thing I never understood. How Dracula can morph with clothes on. Did that bother anyone?
God, I love how fake those bats are in the background.
I don't know. I kind of like it. It's an 80s charm.
Yeah.
Like, it hits him in the head. He's like, has this little act.
He's like, wave him out of my way.
Now, that fuse is awfully short. I don't think they could have, like, that was a chance that they'll make it.
I say blew my hand off.
And in English.
Don't you know Latin?
This is the weirdest bat mitzvah I've ever seen.
Read, you whore.
Yeah. You figure she might have practice with this, you know, like, so she could read it, like, mentally, like, memorize it.
Yeah. This is how Evil Dead, like, this is what happens in Evil Dead, like, you can't read it right. And then... I think that like is literally like the same portal from Army of Darkness.
I smell a crossover.
Like Van Helsing goes in and Ash comes out.
Man, you know, portals were huge in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery black holes.
Yeah. They did them right.
You know what's even crazier? Like, this is before, like, the modern school system. So their drawings have to be, like, way fucked up for the 80s standards to get, like, attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hate everything about this man.
I think we need some PC principle here, brah.
Leslie, shut your fucking mouth.
What a great shirt.
You said homoing out.
The homemade, like, the homemade Stephen King rule shirt.
Derp. Yeah. Oh, it's just Mrs. Frankencooch.
I still hear you, bro.
Like, fuck you, little faggots.
This is a real new sport.
Practice this? Yeah.
I'm not sure who's the bigger, like, idiot. The fat kid with the half-eaten Snickers or, like, the kids who are doing a news report? Like, that, they need to practice that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate comics. I love hair, but I hate comics. I'm gonna fuck you to death.
Step fat.
Michael Jackson. Oh, never mind.
Not Corey Feldman.
Yeah, they wanted him, but no, they couldn't get him. He like aged out.
We got Corey Haim. Is Corey Haim okay?
Rudy.
Look at all the background kids. Even they don't know what to do. They're just kind of like, well, guess we're going to watch this happen.
Someone's like picking his nose, like eating it. I'm scared.
Look, he's got a fucking 10-speed bike, guys. He's too cool.
He's the king of this court.
He's the king of this neighborhood. Dude, but meanwhile, if you saw that kid today, it'd be like, fag, and like push him over and like break his handlebars.
You would like jab something in
get
the wheel.
A car.
Fucking hipster douche. Nice shoes. Nice shoes, Moonwalker.
Why does the friend look like he sells coke?
Like, yeah, he's wearing like his dad's shirt and like and his mom's sunglasses.
Just, like, checks a pocket as a bag of cocaine.
Yeah, his eyes are just, like, completely bloodshot.
So where does this take place? Is this L.A.?
It feels like California. Yeah. I think
it's California. This house does not match anything of this neighborhood. This is, like, in New Zealand.
No, you know, it's actually kind of hilarious. If you ever look up Glenn Danzig's house online, there are, like, all these, like, memes and fucking news stories dedicated to it, because it literally looks exactly like this. It's just on some like nice California block, some like residential block, and it's this like dilapidated, like beaten down, haunted looking
like Adam's family house.
Like, no, like legitimately, and everything's like overgrown. There was this big joke for years that he had like a pile of bricks in front of it, because he did. So like people would always like yell, "Move your fucking bricks!" like at his shows, and he'd be like, "You motherfuckers need to stop." It's so great. Like, why do you have so many bricks? Look it up sometime. It's pretty funny.
Meanwhile, World War II.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Howling Commandos. Duncan Trussell. Japs!
We got Zeos closing in.
I'm back in the shit. But check it out, I mean Sky Jerk. I like him.
Hello?
Like, the other thing is, he doesn't look like the pilot. Like, his co-pilot looks like a pilot. He looks like the accountant who just, like, got on board.
Like, Draco's accountant.
he looks like the desperate businessman who is like, I need to see my family. I don't care if it's a cargo plane. I'm on the next flight. Bitch slap. Now watch as Count Dracula becomes Count T-Bag.
Frankenstein.
I'll be back for you, motherfucker.
That bat would be pushed so fast. Like,
that would be, like, ripped apart.
That bat would be Steven Seagal. Get stuck in
its propeller?
Yeah.
Also, wouldn't Frankenstein just kind of sink to the bottom like a boulder? Because he's just, like, heavy and super dead.
Yeah, well, he'd be like dead. A statue.
You guys ever seen a middle school penis before? Nice.
80s underwear.
AIDS.
There's literally no reason, like, Rudy should hang out with them.
Yeah.
God, so many amazing 80s, like, put-downs. Sure,
yeah. Dweeb.
Dweebazoid.
This is like a high school kid hang out with like fifth graders.
Pretty much.
I don't think Rudy has parents. Also, those fruits looked very spoiled. Those like grapefruits or whatever.
In the bag. Like,
none of this food looks healthy.
Mom, can we get some real food, not plastic food?
Why is the mom like dressed up for cooking?
Because the 80s, Chris.
Because women cared back then, Chris. Because women cared back then. I better get dressed up. My husband's going to be home from work soon.
Yeah, Van Helsing's diary was at a garage sale.
Some priceless artifact that sold for $5.
Yep.
Also, Dracula drove a car.
Mm-hmm.
And a bitchin' one at that.
You like drove to Lover's Peak. What the fuck?
make out point.
Let us begin.
Couldn't he have done that to like any other part, but he had to come here?
Yep.
Like this is LA in the 80s. There'd be like homeless guys like blowing each other and doing blow. Like on that point.
They're all dead now.
miserable bitch. That is the face of a weathered alcoholic. It's got that, like, leathery, like, catcher's mitt quality to it.
You want, hold off. You want to see some real horror, kid? Come to work with me.
Try spending the night with your mother. Try coming home to a loveless marriage. Jesus. Before I give you a smack.
This character's like from a different movie.
I know.
It's like a Bronson movie or something.
I know. We got a lead on that murderer. Unlike some of us. Oh, shit.
Trick question. It just leaves.
This would have been a much different movie if Bronson was the dead. I'm important. That's what you think. Yee-hoo! So this basically turned into the
First Blood
police station scene from First Blood. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And he's basically wearing the Rambo attire, yeah, too. You don't just turn it off! Yep. Guess he just walked away like an Egyptian. Are you Action Jackson?
Or do they?
Meanwhile.
Just down the block.
I'm not going to do anything this movie.
How fast do you think this mummy got away from that museum? Like,
fast enough.
What the fuck tunes. Is he
listening to? It's like the worst of Janet Jackson. Ruh-roh.
Fuck your music.
What the fuck? That's like the biggest drive-in
ever. Like ever. My marriage is over.
Yeah. That's when you know your marriage is at bottom, when you're sneaking out of bed to sit on the roof with your son and eat cheeseburgers and smoke cigarettes. Dad, is everything okay? I'm not going back in there.
Wait till she's asleep.
I live on the roof now, son.
I'm a roof husband.
I'm Lois. I'm a roof baby. I don't speak jive.
is like the whole town only has like three cops, like or like three detectives, because it just seems like them doing everything.
Frank, thanks for coming.
Is this an intervention?
It's a party.
Wait, Monster Mash came out around this time, right?
Oh, Monster Mash was way before. That was like the 60s.
Whoa, okay.
Wait, Monster... Oh, yeah.
The song Monster Mash.
I thought you were talking about the movie Mad Monster Party for some reason. I was like, it wasn't fucking called Monster Mash.
You remind me of a babe with the power.
Who do you think's in it? What twist?
Frankenstein, huh? I heard of those toilets.
Hold my cane, whore.
Mummy's just like Draco's bitch. Just
like, he looks like a Draco.
Is that Frankenstein? I'll suck your dick.
My question is, like, the whole time no one's ever looked in and goes, that's a human in this box. Like, that's a humanoid thing.
Yeah.
Like, I guess for like UPS or like FedEx will check their mail, but 80s was a different time for, like, transport.
Yeah.
It's like, is this a dead body? No.
Whatever, we'll ship it. It's okay. In a crate.
All right, fine. Listen, we don't want to know what's in the crate. Monster Squad Part 6. Frankenstein Lives.
I also didn't know that, like, Dracula's insulated.
Five more minutes, mommy.
Oh, he's got a boner. That's weird. And now the deleted bog orgy.
Now we can finally make our Thriller music video parody.
This isn't dangerous at all.
No cover for the candle, just...
They had invented flameless candles
yet. Except fires and a fiery death of some kind.
The true monster isn't real monsters. The true monster is terrible parenting.
The real monster sleeps next to mommy at night.
Yeah, like, they're like playing each other, like they're just playing the kids against each other.
Just coaching their kids to hate their each other.
And mommy's gonna go give herself a black eye. You keep this secret.
Who lights a fireplace and starts an argument?
let me set the mood for this argument.
Let me set this romantic fight.
Mr. Alucard called, guys.
Who wrote this message?
Yeah, I know.
It's all like bits and pieces, like money. School. Alucard.
Enigma.
Wait, here's the thing. Isn't in this universe, like, Dracula and, like, Alucard stories exist already?
Because they're the fucking Monster Squad. They, like, they talk about monsters all the time.
So. Robotech shirt.
My pet monster.
That's a father who's like, look at all the shit I bought you.
Monsters? Nope, just a lot of daddy's hard-earned money. Look, some money under the bed, some money on your couch. Money on the walls. Look, the walls are made of money, Billy.
Look at this Punisher.
That's pretty good. Yeah, awesome Punisher poster.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
It's our special night tonight. It's our one day a month.
She's had some wine. I'm going to try to slip it in her crack.
You want a brother, don't you? Okay. So, besides the fact that somehow a mummy just came in to hide in a kid's closet.
Just left.
And just left.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on? Mummies got a weird problem.
Mummy's just like, mission accomplished.
I have his underwear. Just, like, got out the window.
Peanhead.
Peanhead. I'm sure Doug Bradley caught a lot of grief for that. Hey, Keenhead. He's like, shut up. Like, the Dracula or a Dracula? Like, what?
I also love how no one addresses the fact that, like, the little kid, like, wears a Confederate Civil War hat the entire time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is it Confederate or is it North?
It's gray. It's Confederate.
Yeah, it's pretty Confederate.
Oh no.
Hey, quick question. Rudy, did you ever leave my treehouse or...
You live here?
I live here now.
This is my treehouse now.
Because my mom's been spending a lot of time in the treehouse, I noticed.
Ever since you showed up, my parents fight a lot.
Yeah.
Tits. We've been all looking at her and spanking to it? Like, terrible brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, they've just been spying on that sister, and that kid knows, like, openly and shows people, like, that's a fucked up brother. Ah, it's Dracula's, like, summer home.
I'm so glad I sprang for the basement dungeon.
They said I didn't need a den, but look what I've done with it. Dear Diary, today I held hands with Harry.
So Dracula somehow knows that these kids have the book?
Yeah.
I want you to find them and do sex to them.
The town German? They're just like, ah, it's this German guy.
Otto von Kraut.
Just wearing like a full-on Nazi outfit. Like,
oh, jeez.
Good morning, children. Want to look at some books?
See.
German twist.
Wouldn't it be like strudel, not like pie?
Yeah.
Maybe he's a fake German or like a.
I hear you.
This scary German guy's bitching.
I do. Okay. There's a picture of Beethoven on the wall. Anyone notice that?
Yep.
You know what else is red? Bondage, yeah?
Did they tell an adult that they're being here? Like, I feel like they should have told an adult we're going to go visit the old creepy German guy.
It was the 80s, Chris.
You could just
that's,
wander.
That's like, if you're wondering about anything, it's like, just say it's the 80s.
In your hot pants. Now, kids, anyone getting sleepy? More pie.
It says one.
Who likes the Cosby Show?
How convenient.
Hire Gardner.
Bye, scary German guy.
Thanks for not burning us to death.
As if it couldn't get dark enough.
Yeah. Hey, kids. After this movie, go research what that meant. Good night. You know what I mean? This movie had to spark that conversation with their parents, like, after. That's awkward to associate with this. Hey, guys, do we all own that red shirt, that red striped shirt, collar shirt at one point
probably,
in our lives?
Yeah.
I definitely had that as a kid.
I absolutely had that. Actually, yes.
There's your virgin, hopefully. Yeah, they built pedophiles differently back then.
Yeah. This was like a super pedophile. It's like a pedophile who could smash through walls. Fanny's got the right idea.
A five-year-old just said chicken shit. This is an awesome time.
Such a great fucking movie. I have same shirt.
Sean's dead.
Yeah, it just cuts to the funeral.
How's this clubhouse not, like, falling apart with this thing? And,
you know why? Because that dad built the shit out of that clubhouse just to get out of the house.
Yep.
A lot of whiskey and cigarettes went into that. Your dad's a dick. Shut up, Scott! Okay, this girl, like, knows what she's doing,
yeah.
Right?
Bogus.
Frankenstein's totally peeping on your sister's titties.
Wouldn't this make him be pissed? Kill!
He just kills the puppy. Arrgh.
Don't look at me!
Oh, guys, he's retarded.
It just turned to E.T.
Yay! And he all drowned them at the lake.
So Dracula bought, like, the house through an estate sale. Right? That's another point.
Or it was just, like, abandoned.
No, it was an estate sale because that's how he bought the book.
Whatever just happened to libraries?
Yeah, they just guessed it. Kryptonite.
Precious tritium.
So I looked up Duncan.
Yes, sorry, me.
Duncan Regal, the vampire Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
He was a figure skater.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, also, who's ready for a montage?
Montage. Yeah, Duncan definitely just had those clothes. They're like, well, we have wardrobe. He's like, no, it's fine.
I brought my own.
I have vampire clothes. I have Dracula clothes. Perfect montage music. Montage music. Montage music.
What's that? It's Michael Sambello who did Maniac.
Nice.
AKA, like, third tier Kenny Loggins.
Also, that's a shitty shop teacher that this kid made a spike, like, in his class and walked out with it.
Good word working skills, Rudy.
You gotta need a good pine finish on that. Let me.
Dude, these kids have awesome fucking posters, man.
Yeah.
I gotta say. I, like, grew up on that Spider-Man. That's awesome. Sir, we have another letter from Eugene. Throw it out.
The weird Confederate kid?
Yeah. You mean that racist six-year-old? He says, please send reinforcements. P.S. No blacks. Eugene.
The South shall rise again, Eugene.
Gene, this is not fucking alchemy.
What? Where's the school? Why does the school have like a bullet case?
That's what I'm saying. This is supposed
to bring
shop?
That from home. Yeah.
This is like wood shop, not fucking like Punisher's War Journal.
That bastard sold my silverware.
That was her dildo box. True story, this is about to be my ringtone.
Oh yeah, the song is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And also, Rudy's doing all the work.
I know, fucking Rudy's doing all the shit that could send him. Like, that one kid was making stickers.
Yeah.
Another kid wrote a letter. He's out fucking stealing, like, bullets and shit. And Rudy does, like, 6 spit takes in this movie.
Yep. Why is the one kid, like, want the picture of his naked sister?
Well, I mean, I know why he wants it, like, not show it. I get that. But, like, why does a little girl want to see it?
Yeah.
I think she's just happy. She's like, yay, friends.
I'm included. Are you seducing me, Dracula?
Because it's working.
Do they have a bunch of waitresses?
I think those were the waitresses. Of the waitresses.
Yeah.
You have heard of aftermarket car accessories, haven't you?
Like, was Danzig in town? Like, was he the only person who had, like, a skull?
All right, Cracky, where are you? He's gonna kill your wife. Yeah. He hangs up. He's like, okay. Thanks. You know, I actually like this, like, short-faced werewolf.
Like, he's not as hairy?
Apparently,
well, no, it's just, like, he doesn't have the long, the elongated snout. He's more of, a, like, a wolf man.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, a werewolf. I don't know.
I think, apparently, I read, like, for trivia, like, they based the face on Stan Winston.
Like, actual Stan Winston's face?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's, like, an homage to him.
Oh, that's cool.
Get the chloroform ready.
With tits. You fucking asshole dog. Butt love.
Is Eugene like immune to like monsters? They don't do anything to him. Like you see like two monsters, they haven't done anything.
They know he's weak.
Why'd you lamezoid chloroform me?
Is he drinking?
Yeah.
There is. Dude, fruity rocks.
She's like a 20-something-year-old woman.
How do you do with Dick?
Been dorked.
So's that wreck.
Why's the brother happy about this?
He's like, I saw them too.
This is terrible friends. They keep referring to that guy as fat kids.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you, kid.
Even this actor, like, his career never took off.
I know.
I think he died, like, really young.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you didn't make it. You know what the horrible part is? A whole career is Fat Boy. If you look at his whole, like, IMDb, it's just Fat Boy, Fat Boy, Fat Boy, and Tubby.
And those are all the same role.
That's how the law works.
Number three, my mom's a bitch. What the fuck? Well, Frankenstein's dead. Again.
That's check like, his wallet. Man.
That's like what a psycho leader says. He died and like help us.
He was weak. He was never one of us.
I expect each of you to do the same thing for me.
Great moments in movie history. Now you have a pissed off wolfman coming after you who may or may not have ruptured testicles.
Yeah.
Harlots! I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker! God damn, that was a secret lever.
I like he instantly hates her now.
I know. Quit your bitching.
He just, like, eats it instead.
I stress eat!
I never understood, really, how garlic was, like, a repellent against vampires. Because, like, a plant.
Yeah, I don't really know. Yay!
I checked.
And maybe some sex.
We can test if she's a virgin or not.
We will find out if she's a virgin. I have ways of making them talk. Horrible things have happened there.
It's like they didn't have a church in town. They have like a Scientology center. That'd be a whole different movie. I'd love to see that if that showed up.
Fucking hit him. Well, now that you put it that way.
Man, Rudy comes from a weird, like, rough childhood where he's able to do this.
Yeah, he's the youth gone wild. Hey, fuck you, kid. You asshole.
You know, Rudy's a badass, but he has to work on his one-liners a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like that tactical police driving.
Oh my
Just
god.
Just close your eyes and keep driving. Yeah. That's what they teach you.
He was inside me.
It's a ghost car.
He was inside both of us. Like a shadow in the night.
I also realize that this is the same mom from Goonies.
Mm-hmm. Shrek just like, I don't give a fuck.
Hello. Yes, my son's treehouse just exploded. In a blaze of fire and hell. That was a crazy honk. It was dynamite. Wow, I forgot that happened.
Yep. Dracula's not fucking around.
I like that this is the 80s and the neighbors are coming out of the house. Like, what the fuck is going on? Keep that shit down. Oh, God. If only he shot through Dracula and, like, hit his wife like four times.
Darkest movie.
She, like, opens the door and falls over.
I was pregnant. No!
The monsters aren't the monsters. The monsters were human.
Twist. Twist.
We killed the only black guy in the neighborhood. Wait, was the mom packing to leave?
Maybe.
Look at the background. There's like suitcases full of shit. Streetwalkers and Burger King.
Why is it burnt? Why is it burnt?
The movie should just start Rudy.
Rudy. Huh?
You know, this whole movie is just Rudy's adventure.
Yeah,
let's just make a dark sequel called Rudy.
Yeah. And Rudy's played by Nicolas Cage.
Who are you? I'm Rudy.
I'm here to start what I began 25 years ago.
These vampire bitches aren't smart.
It's a slow-moving bat!
Your mother and I are getting a divorce. What? Nothing.
Why do they all have like a sack of dynamite?
There's just like a store in this town just sells dynamite. What? Dynamite store.
I think I was having a sale.
Don't look at me.
Help. Kill me.
Stay cool, bird boy.
I told you I was a werewolf.
I threw that cap before I left the room.
God, look at all those Adidas.
Ah, dynamite dick. That's horrific.
It's like the end of, like, Invasion USA, when Jack Norris, like, blows that guy up with the rockets.
That's like time to die.
Yeah. But then they make up this rule, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like the weird Wolverine rule.
Bub.
Ow.
Where'd you go, whore?
Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky scary.
They were dead when I got here.
It smells like shit over here. Oh my god.
I do love how, like, they don't even question it, they just start shooting at it.
It's different. Kill it.
It went in my butt.
You fucking skank. We're dead. He's like trying to choke her. He's like, we're dead because of you.
He only made one bullet?
Well, he wasn't really good at anything.
You're fired. It's when the first time Rudy had to pull the trigger.
That's what my dad said.
You're under arrest.
You are absolutely going to jail.
Probably.
Well, she was. Interesting story. I'm gonna fucking shoot you. Shoot him in the dick.
Man, Creature goes down really easy.
Creature's dying breath is, fuck you, fatty.
I ain't done killing yet.
I love the taste of blood. Fat Horace.
He's at Ghostbuster Powers.
It's Zool.
All right, hold on there, queer.
Why does he get his neck broken? So, Draco could, like, shoot fire beams? Because he just did that.
Someone's about to get chokeslammed. You just got effed in the A.
You threw too high!
Why'd you throw it over the synagogue?
A cop went in that wormhole.
He's dead.
He was probably a pedophile. Ow, 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 ow. Why is Richard Branson in there with him? We're going to space.
Later, dudes! How does Van Helsing understand what's going on? You like thumbs up this, like.
Yeah.
It's like I've been in this vortex for the last 100 years, just waiting to kick your ass. Yeah, bad idea, little girl.
Hasta la vista.
I know now why you cry.
It gets pulled apart into a thousand pieces.
He'll be fine. It's just like...
He'll enjoy this vortex full of cops and, like picket fences.
Sharp objects. Sharp, heavy objects.
Yeah, I really want to know what's on the other side of that portal, because that cop's going to have, like, just... the worst time.
Wasn't there, like, another little girl in the beginning who got sucked into that? What happened to her?
I'm sure there was.
Yeah, I think the girl Van Helsing brought, like, it's like dead or something.
Do my daughter, you slut.
Well, that was a weird night.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's us, the army, we're here.
You're just in the nick of time to save everyone. You're all rescued.
Yeah. This isn't the army, this is the KKK. Elliot's like, yeah, isn't that who I was supposed to call?
Mommy came in your house?
The army really needs to stop taking, like, handwritten notes from kids.
The Monster Squad will return in Monster Squad 2.
Right, we have a lot of questions for you kids.
Yeah, none of you go anywhere. You're all under arrest. Move. People's lives are ruined from this.
We have cops bleeding out in the street.
Tom got sucked into a wormhole, guys. Yeah. Tom is gone.
You need to summon that shit back to get him back. There's a Moscow rap.
Guys, you know what we should never let happen, ever?
What?
A remake of Monster Squad.
No.
What are you talking about? It's prime for the remake. Just explain what that wormhole is.
Oh, sequel. Gritty sequel. Yeah. They're all in their 30s now. Better fucking run.
Is this
fucking Monster Squad.
Is this Partners in Crime?
I think so.
Or the group that did that like first Ghostbusters song. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
That's the second one.
Yeah, that was my round, but.
My sister's not a virgin, but that's cool too.
This seems like a lot of text, like context happening in one line, a sentence here.
This is like,
yeah, we went to school and got in trouble for drawing.
Well, this is one of those classic, like, explain the movie in the songs.
Yeah.
Okay. It just ends.
Well, enough of that.
Crazy German had an amulet. We went to his house.
There was a hairstylist?
I suppose, yeah.
Always, Chris.
I thought the 80s just combed your hair.
Animal action.
Well, the little girl had it like a trainer, so. I do like to give credit to, like, each monster division.
Hmm.
That's kind of cool. You don't see that too much these days.
Oh,
Well, they should, because they're awesome.
You also just don't see ensemble monster movies.
Like, this movie's competent, you know, like, it for a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
And to have, like, classic horror elements in it, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. That's why we love it.
But now that you brought up the fact that, like, the kid's parents are, like, a broken marriage, it shambles, like, it...
Yeah, this movie leaves you with a lot of questions.
Of questions. Again, we get the monsters. We just have questions about, like, the townspeople.
Yeah.
The townspeople are darker than the monsters.
that mom...
Real monsters.
That mom was about to, like, pack up and leave her kids.
Yep.
The guy's partner died in a car bomb.
Yep.
Like, recently. Like, within the last hour.
Scary German guy was in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
The Monster Rudy Squad. Performed by the Monster Squad.
But, like, again, Rudy's, like, the main character, but...
Yeah.
No, I think focus.
I think we need a crossover where, like, Rudy teams up with, like, the Frog Brothers from Lost Boys.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Who's the stereo?
Yeah, I don't know who, like, who would the Monster Squad fight these days now, though?
Annabelle.
Yeah, just, like, terrible Paranormal Activity.
Well, I would like to see Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, Chucky. That would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would never fucking happen, but I think that's, like, the logical progression. You know, they did the classic Universal monsters, now do, like, the iconic 80s monsters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Monster Squad is short and to the point.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Very, very hard to do.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
it's an 80s classic for a reason.
So any final thoughts, Zach?
Well, you might never make it like that, like they made it then. You couldn't make it today.
Right. That's why Joe said, like, never make it not like this again. But mm-hmm. if they had to do it, like, we want it to be super, like, gritty.
You can never have a 5-year-old girl call, like, someone a chicken shit.
Why not?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, no.
Bring back that trend. I want to bring the trend back.
The trend of, like, just kids.
Cursing at kids.
Saying shit all the time. Like, they didn't.
Yeah.
Because, like, even, like, Goonies, they just say shit, like, all the time.
Yep. It's something about, like, I guess, like, Italian mobsters or like, Universal Monsters. Like, yeah, you could just curse out loud.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like, I definitely was, like, I didn't grow up with Monster Squad, but, like, as soon as I heard about it and saw it, like, once I had to own it when it came to DVD. So that's just, like, something about Monster Squad and me. Like, I like, never really, either, like, no one, when we were kids, like, this wasn't on TV.
I think it was on HBO a lot.
Was it?
Yeah.
I just never caught it. Like, I definitely was, like, the second gen of Monster Squad fandom. But it holds up for, like, a perfect 80s kids horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Joe? Any final thoughts?
I'm just sad that they don't make movies like this anymore. And that's not a joke. Like, oh, they don't make movies like that anymore. Like, they really don't. And it really kind of sucks because, you know, now we could look back on this and be like, oh, man, like, you know, kids' movies are just fucking better in the 80s.
Yep.
You know? But, I mean, I just watched this now and enjoyed it. You mm-hmm. know? It wasn't just, like, a total nostalgia thing.
All right. Fun.
It's a fun horror adventure
mm-hmm.
that, like, if I had kids, I could show this to them without wanting to pull my fucking eyes out of my head. You know?
Yeah, if I had to show this or Hotel Transylvania, like, this would win.
Yes.
Hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
But, All right, I think this kind of wraps it up.
Yeah, so we'll be back next month with another commentary. And if you're listening to this before or during or on Halloween, happy Halloween, everybody. And we will see you next commentary.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com. Email us at contact@everythingaction.com. Facebook.com/everything.action. Twitter.com/EVAction. everythingaction.tumblr.com. And search for us on the iTunes Music Store and Stitcher.com.